Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Wednesday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
One of the eggs came. Tiny, very hungry caterpillar.
All right, Louis.
Christian Fourier.
On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry.
Come back with Damian Woody.
And Glenn Ordway.
And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar.
The Celtics are back above 500, and Kemba looks very good.
Does someone on this show owe the C's an apology?
What do you guys think that Kemba Walker does better than Peyton Pritchard? Because I'm struggling to find really anything.
Now it's time for OMF.
But it's even a beautifuler thing. Yes, I said beautifuler.
On EEI.
Ooh. All right, maybe we...
Oh, I forgot all about that one.
Maybe we overreacted a little bit.
All about that one.
Well, that?
You went in hard on that one. You actually got me kind of supporting you on that one.
You're on my side.
I took pity on you because
you
it
were.
Was so random.
You were.
Well, he was on an island.
I'll say this. All you guys' assault on Kemba Walker was a bit premature.
No. At that point, it was warranted.
What does Pritchard do?
I'm not apologizing.
What does Kemba do better than Pritchard?
At that point, Kemba couldn't do anything right. He couldn't even tie his own shoes.
Yeah, and he was bad, and he was still giving you just as much as Pritchard would.
Well,
I'm just saying, Pritchard give you something on a given night, but you guys were just shredding Kemba Walker. You guys all owe him an apology.
I don't know.
Every single one of you guys owe him an apology.
So let me throw this out. Let's not overreact there.
Apologize.
Is this way? So are we starting the show with like five different versions of apology of the day?
Apologize to Kemba.
Okay, we should probably play the open then.
We interrupt Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier for this apology.
Listen, we all overreact to the last thing we saw, and we did it last week, and we said some stuff, some of us, that were probably a little bit off base overall.
I want to hear you apologize to Kemba.
Well, hold on. We're going to do the same thing today.
Apologize to Kemba.
No, we're going to overreact today.
No.
Oh, yes, we are.
Absolutely, we're going to overreact.
I think
Kemba
there's
still a problem.
There's a couple different apologies. There's the one that you have to make when you get completely hammered. You do a bunch of stupid stuff, and you kind of like, dude,
was that me?
I'm sorry. And then there's this knee-jerk reaction, like which we dealt with last week.
So what are you saying?
We were forced to kind of evaluate the team for what the product that they were giving you.
Sorry, Kemba. It's easy.
Let's start with Glenn.
Sorry, Kemba.
So I would say, Glenn, I don't know. You tell me if I'm right or wrong on this one. It came to Kemba Walker.
Sorry, Kemba.
You were 100%. He was the problem.
Still is.
Is he still the problem? And he's still the reason why they struggle.
And will be
in the future.
It's not his fault. He has a physical ailment. This has been going on since a year ago, January.
Sorry, Kevin.
So he can have good games when he has time off in between. We know that. Mm. But the fact is that can he sustain this through the rigorous demands of an NBA schedule? We don't know that yet.
Okay, can we play devil's
advocate? I never
said,
by the way, that he was that Pritchard was better than Pritchard.
No, that wasn't
get
you.
More minutes than Kemba. That was not me. I argued just the opposite.
Okay, but
you need Kemba.
Well, okay, so you need Kemba. So you said that Kemba was the problem.
Yes.
Okay, so can you at least kind of look at it as like, okay, here's a guy that was coming off an injury, that was dealing with a minutes restrictions, that was having a bunch of days off. Listen, we're reevaluating everything. That's the theme today, all right? So it was dealing with a minutes restriction, and it looks like, at least over the last three games, the guy's been phenomenal.
Going to overreact again.
So no. I'm allowing you to reset. We're going to press the reset button. So you feel the same.
No, I feel the same way. I feel differently.
I feel differently.
If I see it for the next month and a half, that you get what you got out of Kemba Walker last night, then I will sit here and say, okay, I was wrong. Okay? On the other hand, they need this guy, and I'm not sure they're going to get that. I just don't
believe it.
He's had too many physical ailments.
Yeah, but to me, it's like, you know, the concern about health, okay, I felt like was thrown out. You know, there was no, you know, the guy can't play on back-to-back nights. We understand that. But I do feel 10 games into his season, there was a huge overreaction from what we were seeing from Kemba. Huge overreaction. And I tried to point out, yeah, this is 15 games in. He's probably had 4 games, maybe even 5, that are subpar that aren't shooting. But he did miss the rest of the first month of the season. You know, he did come back in and play. It's limited, you know, minute restrictions, whatever you want to call it. And then all of a sudden, now he's sitting back-to-backs. But it was just a matter of time. Big picture, Kemba Walker is not your problem.
Yes, he is.
At all.
Sure he is.
No,
he's
not.
I don't understand how anybody can
look at
this.
You need a third score.
The Boston Celtics announced last January that he was going to need 2 to 3 weeks to get back into shape. How did that work out? Not only did it extend right through the rest of the season and into the playoffs, but as you just pointed out, it extended into the start of this season. You can't take a few games in which he's played well. He's had that rest. By the way, he's been home. He's had the care of the doctors and the staff over there because they're playing at home.
He's played 3 straight.
So that's right.
In his third game, he was very good last night. Very good.
I want to see it over a long
period. So I would say this.
I'm not buying it yet, guys.
Okay, so let me just hold on. Okay, so he was inactive. He was inactive for the first, 11 games. Then he comes back in game 12. That was his first game. So the season started December 23rd. He's only played in 19 games. 19 games. So I think
out of 35.
Yeah, so I do think you should have, you know, have some, I don't know, patience with them. And because, yes, they played 35 games and they've been playing basketball since the end of December, but he's really only just started. So maybe this is the sign that you were looking to see.
I would like
to pull back my original take, and I would like to assume the take that Lou is on, and will be 2-on-1.
Okay, we'll see how that works.
Well, I mean, this is what we're doing today. I feel like last week everybody was losing their mind.
I need to see this for a good month and going through a regular schedule where he's playing regular games. I've already told you the thing that I worry about with Kemba. He had some issues with it even in the game last night that everybody's raving about, taking the ball to the hole, because he still does not have that leaping ability when he takes the ball to the hole. I worry about him in the postseason because I think defense ratchets up a couple of notches and these small players have difficulty. But his biggest problem right now is, and it's not his fault, it's physical.
If that is your biggest issue, and I think eventually you're going to be wrong. If you're only worried about the physical,
my point is, you just ended your sentence, so what's the
biggest issue is going to be
right now,
health.
I worry about his health.
Okay,
yeah.
So I would say,
why do you think Danny was trying to trade him away?
Based on the schedule. Well, listen, and Danny gets to reevaluate also. He gets to rethink a lot of decisions. He'll be thankful nobody took him. So I would say, based on the sample size that you have and the importance and what and the way he has looked, okay, you're going to have to give him breaks. Listen, we played that sound from Jackie Mack. Oh, everybody's mentally tired. Everybody's this. Everybody's that. That's just going to be the way it is until the playoffs start. Now, if he's able to, at that point in time, just kind of have some, you know, some resiliency with his legs and, you know, some stamina, I think you're good.
Well, the question will always remain with his knee. I mean, if he's injured and he can't play, then it's going to be like, see, I told you so. But we're talking about his play. Right now, he's a liability defensively. He doesn't move the ball. He's a score first point guard. It doesn't fit with this team. And I disagree with that thought process.
Okay.
Sure, would you have a facilitator? Sure, get these guys scoring. But the way this team is right now, he is not the problem. This team needs a third score. There's a reason why when he doesn't shoot well, they lose. Because that's all they need him in this lineup, and he has been playing better recently.
We're saying the same thing.
He's been getting more assists, and he is scoring. And I never thought that he would just forget how to shoot, which is what you're sort of seeing here, especially in the last 3, maybe the last 5, 6, 7 games, whatever it is.
Are we not saying the same thing? I'm telling you, he's a problem because he needs to be the third scorer every night. And I'm not sure he's capable of doing that. Now, is he capable of doing it on certain nights, especially when he has rest? Yes, I think we've seen evidence of that. The question is, can he do it over a rigorous schedule that they're going to undergo here in the next few months?
His schedule is never
going to
be rigorous. He won't have it. They're already protecting him. He will not have a rigorous schedule. That won't happen with them. They're protecting him. They're sitting him. They're letting him rest, recover.
Yeah, he's gonna miss games.
So the whole rigorous schedule thing is not going to be a problem for him. He's never going to be too tired, at least not in the month
of looking at it. He's had, like, you know, 3 bad shooting nights in his last 12 games. Well, the last month, like 3. You know, he's shooting 40% from 3 in his last 12 games. He's only played 19.
Good time to trade him.
So I think he's playing good right now. I think you need him. I think he has scoring. I think when he has those one bad game, you know, and recent, like I said, in the last 12 games, he's had probably 2 of them. I think it's awful hard to get on that guy for what we're seeing from him.
All right, did we overreact when they were losing games? Or are we overreacting now that they've won 3 games and they're probably going to win a 4th game in a row tomorrow because the Raptors are playing without 6 of their best players? We'll get into all of that coming up next right here on OMF. And your phone call, 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the 3rd date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that 3rd date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ordway, Merloni, Fourier, back to OMF on EEI.
This game has been tied 11 times, 16 lead changes. Pritchard, oh, to Williams, terrific dish from the rookie to the big man. Kawhi Leonard, just before tip-off, spasms, oh, big finish! Time Lord can throw it down. Celtics are up by 5. Clippers have to work quickly here with Jackson. 16 seconds left, taking a lot of time. Jackson swinging. Open look, Paul George drains the 3. 114 to 112 with 10.9 on the clock. Brad Stevens takes out Robert Williams because of his free throw shooting. Tice comes in and immediately gets fouled. He can make this a 2-possession game. He's got it. The Boston Celtics have won 3 in a row to get over the 500 mark.
Hey, Brad.
Gary, the 2 things that they've done is they've stayed together when they easily could have been pulled apart by the noise. And then the second thing is we've slept in our bed for like 5 straight days. You know, we're fresher.
Brad Stevens, and he's right there about you go. Both of those things. There's no
we
question.
Didn't know that.
There is a difference in the league right now. Apparently, what you can do, and nobody's taking masseuses on the road. They're not taking the same type of staff they took before because of COVID. So there is apparently a real difference. Some NBA friend of mine tipped me off to that a few weeks ago. But I want to get to Rob Williams because I thought he was the difference in the game. I'm not trying to take anything away from Kemba. But what he did early on in the fourth quarter around the rim really changed the game. And then, of course, he made a key rebound in the latter stretch of the game. He was tremendous in that game last night. I thought he was the difference.
I'm trying to figure out, like, people come up with a million excuses why this guy doesn't start. You know, and I know Brad came out and talked about his hip and how he wants to limit his minutes. You know, and maybe that's just it. Maybe, you know, it's just, you know, you got to get this guy healthier. They're just keeping an eye on him or whatever. But aren't you at the point where you're just saying, you know, the upside with this guy is going to be worth it? I mean, you know, compared to the other two guys who are what they are. You know, I think Tristan Thompson is what he is. Tice, the same thing.
But they're all different, though.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Oh, and we know what Brad Stevens does. So when you're playing, and last night you're playing a small lineup. Ibaka's playing the center. You got Zubac playing. He doesn't have great leverage. And so you could play Rob Williams a lot of minutes in that game last night because he was dangerous with them lobbing it up over the rim. The problem you have is that when you play the Embiids and all of these other guys, you need to draw them away from the basket. And the way you do it is by putting Tice in there and even putting Thompson in there. Rob Williams is not playing away from the basket. And I think that's the problem you're going to have with this kid because I'm with you, Lou. I want to see more of the Time Lord. I like watching him play, and I know there are deficiencies right now. But can't he develop? Can't he develop a little bit of an outside shot to kind of, open up his game a little bit?
Yeah, and the whole, like, take him outside, it's like, you know, I've seen Robert Williams plenty of times. Embiid comes, covers the guy that's, driving to the basket, dish, alley-oop to Robert Williams because Embiid left him. I just think, I don't know, again, I think that's more like excuse-making stuff. The guy's got more upside with anybody, any center they've got. They can protect the rim.
Yes, I would agree.
I mean, an alley-oop over anybody, just a lob pass there, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
So it's just, okay, let's start seeing more of it. And I know it's been a few more minutes here, but I think I want to see more of it.
Yeah, the good thing you had last night is you had two teams that looked like they were ready for the All-Star break and nobody wanted to play defense. There was one guy on the court to play defense last night, and Jason Tatum got the worst of it because it was Patrick Beverley who was guarding Tatum all night long. I mean, look at the line that Beverley has in this game. I'm not big on these plus-minuses because a lot of times they can be deceiving. This one was not deceiving because Beverley was the only one playing defense. Celtics win the game by 5. And Patrick Beverley's plus minus is plus 19. And he's guarding Jason Tatum. He just shut him down. He was all over him. He was in his gut. He couldn't get any a space out there. But there was no defense in the game at all last night. Neither team.
Well, I mean, that's fine. That may be true, you know, but when you look at it, so fine. So because that was one of the other questions. That was one of the other things that we talked about, one of the other topics that we talked about last week. Is how this team can't close out games. They don't know how to finish games. Other teams are playing better with 3 minutes left.
Do you know the worst team in the league? And that's that is the team they played last night.
Okay, so I'll give you an opportunity. I'll let you go first. I'll let you go first. So they can't finish out games. You haven't seen enough to believe that they can finish games when it matters. True or false?
I would say that's true. I haven't seen enough to show me that. In the Clippers game last night, I mean, Paul George's numbers in the last 4 or 5 minutes of a game, guys, are just god-awful.
Okay, so
I don't get it because he's a great player.
So I would say, because
I'm the same way. I'm with Glenn.
Pleasantly surprised. No, I mean, have you seen enough yet? No, but God, what I've seen the last 3 games is a lot better than what we've seen, what we used to see.
It is.
you know, with the Pacers and the Wizards and the Clippers. That game last night, I'm not going to overreact. I want wins because I want this team to win games to force Danny Ainge to do something at the deadline. But, you know, the Clippers, good win, great win. Oh, okay. Cool. It's like beating the Lakers without LeBron. Is that a great win? Good win. It's a win, right? No Kawhi Leonard. Marcus Morris left in, what, the second quarter with a concussion?
Yeah.
No Kawhi Leonard. I mean, that's just a huge, huge thing. But still, being able to kind of have that game creep to like a two-point game and then to come out and win it like you did against the Wizards, like you did against the Pacers, I think is a sign in the right direction. You know, it's like one of those things where a guy gets off to a hot April and you're like, ah, who cares? It's only April. But if he sucked in April, you'd destroy him. Well, if they blew these games, we'd be killing them for not being able to proving us right that they can't win late.
See,
and they have in the last three.
I'm not taking anything away from what they did in that game last night, even though you just talked about, you know, what the Clippers were without. I'm not taking anything away because you still have to go out there and play well enough to win the game. And a lot of times you get guys off the bench that find out they're going to get an opportunity. And then Reggie Jackson lights it up, and he did. He had 25 in that game last night. But I would say this, that unless you see it over a long period of time. And the Celtics aren't the only team I would look at right now and have a lot of questions about.
Run.
I have a lot of questions about the Milwaukee Bucks right now. I don't think they're nearly as good as some people think. I think there's some real holes in their lineup.
See games like that, so you mentioned Los Angeles. You mentioned the Lakers.
Yeah.
Is that, if you beat the Lakers without Anthony Davis, not LeBron James, is it really a big win? Yeah. If you beat the Clippers and you don't have Marcus Morris, he leaves the game, and you don't have really your best player, which is Kawhi Leonard. So it breeds fake enthusiasm. That's why I wanted us to kind of really, with a calm mind, you know, with the ability to not be emotionally affected one way or the other, because that's what I feel like happened last week. So now you got three games. Now, everything that we were talking about last week, okay, how about Jeff Teague? Is Jeff Teague a player now? Can you trust Jeff Teague?
No.
I still don't want to. No.
No, and no. I'm with you. I'm still a no. And I don't care
if he's
averaging 10 points per game over the last four games. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm still a no on Jeff Teague. I'm still a no.
Right.
What about the young players? What about Naismith, Pritchard? Probably let Tyler start with
Pritchard's
this one.
The only one.
It's Tyler. Is Pritchard still, should he still get Kemba Walker's minutes?
I don't.
Come on, let's go. You have a chance now to take it back.
I can't make that case anymore, but I can make the case he's still a better shooter than Kemba.
Tyler. That's not the question. Do you want to take it back?
No.
Stubborn as he is.
Nah, I think we keep.
You are stubborn. You learn from watching the best and listening to
the best. I'm not on the fence on this. I'm just not relenting.
I would say that Pritchard, when you start to see this now, like Naismith, has he played in the last three games?
No.
It seemed like he gave him like a three-game audition.
Grant Williams
and then,
is no longer in the rotation.
Yeah, and then maybe that last game, was that the last game we really saw him when he played 22 minutes and didn't take a shot? I think that might have been the last game we saw him. And so he hasn't really played. Pritchard, just he's in the rotation. That's what he is.
He's
in the
good rotational
right
sub
now,
player.
He's your best scorer off the bench. And that just has more of a state of where they are as far as a bench goes. I still think their bench sucks.
That was the next one. Does their bench still suck?
They still think their bench is awful.
You wait till Romeo comes back.
Well, defender. No, I just think it's
2024?
I still don't like their bench, and that's with Robert Williams playing well, and that's with Pritchard, you know, being who he is.
Well, that's
I still don't think it's good enough.
Well, you're actually getting three guys at the center position right now, so that's your bench. Three guys rotating at the center spot. Right? So you've got Thompson at 21 minutes, you've got Tice at 25, and you had Rod Williams at 22. So they're playing the four or the five right there. The rest of the bench, where are your scorers? Yeah, you're right. No Teague. Ojale placed 28 minutes in that game last night, and you've got Pritchard. Other than that, I thought Grant Williams was part of the rotation. Apparently he's out.
Here's the real sign, and this is to Glenn. So we'll know if we're back to where we started. Because this has always been the theme. Glenn, last week you said the team wasn't even cute anymore. They were playing so bad.
They were gross.
They were disgusting.
The ugly word.
Yeah. Now, I'll ask you, I'll give you an opportunity. Are they back to being that cute little team in your eyes?
They're a cute little team, but they're not a contender.
That's not the question. That is not. Nobody says they are.
I want
to. They're back to being cute.
Team.
No. They're back to being cute. There was the answer.
But it's all subject to change, the cuteness here. You know how pretty.
They cannot. You cannot go back to being
sexist?
A transformer.
Maybe.
Nope.
No, because they weren't cute a week ago. They weren't.
Yeah.
They were. It was ugly.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Yeah, now
they're
last
being
three
cute
games.
Again.
You know, you're back to saying okay,
hopefully, cute little hard-working.
You're back to saying Marcus Smart comes back, and you know you get a little bit better. You win some more ball games, and again, that should be the goal. I don't care if it's against this team without Kawhi Leonard. I don't care if they're squeaking by teams against Washington. It doesn't matter. They need W's. They need to secure that fourth spot. And so Danny can look at the deadline and not give up on the year. Like, that's all I want from this team. Just give me 3 weeks of good basketball. 2 weeks of good basketball. Win some games in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And then force Danny to have to go out there and at least give you a little help.
Well, let's remember, they were out in the West Coast. And you're going to lose those games, usually away from home, especially if you've got some health issues. And I don't think anybody thought they were really a ninth or a tenth seed. But does anybody think they're a one, a two, a three in the East? I'm not sure they're there.
Not the way they're built now. No.
No, so they're probably going to be a four or a five, which is probably what some people thought they were going to be before the season began. Can they be better than that? Well, I would agree, Lou. If Rob Williams can take his game to the next level, that's another new piece to their game that would be a major factor in all of this. But I'm not sure Brad's going to play him. I don't think you're going to see him play more than 21, 22 minutes. That was a lot of time he played all of that fourth quarter. Yeah. I'm not sure you're going to see
You got a good opportunity here before the deadline. So you finish up at the Raptors. You come out of the break with the Nets. And then it's the Rockets and it's Utah. Then it's Cleveland, Sacramento, Orlando, Memphis, right? And then you've got Milwaukee on each side of the trade deadline. The trade deadline is 25th, right?
Easy.
March 25th? That's the deadline, yeah. Right? Well, I'm just saying, you play the Bucks on the 24th and 26th. Well, you don't think Orlando, Sacramento, Cleveland, Houston are easy? Toronto?
I don't think any
with
of them
all the guys easy. They're missing? You don't think those games? Okay. I thought Houston's like the second worst team in the NBA, correct?
Yeah, I would say Houston is one.
Sacramento sucks right now.
Sacramento's awful right now.
Hopefully after you play Sacramento on the 19th, the next day, you don't let Harrison Barnes leave. That would be my goal.
There you go.
That would be my goal.
Yeah, and Sacramento might be even worse going east and playing. What are they playing, a 5 or 6
game? On the 21st, you play Orlando. You don't let Terrence Ross leave. That'd be another one. You get to see a few guys right before the deadline.
Gordon.
Yeah, so you win 5 or 6 games. It's like a 6-2 before the deadline. Yeah, and now Danny's not going to sit there and say, "Well, I don't want to waste this valuable TPE." And God forbid if I package 3 or 4 of these guys on my bench that never play, that I can't count on, just to improve. I don't even need the TPE. No, you need him to do something.
Yeah, I'm not feeling any better that Danny Ainge is going to make that deal by the trading deadline this year. But here's one that might be of concern. So we talk about Kemba Walker, who needs to be healthy. Here's another one that needs to be healthy. Jaylen Brown needs to be healthy, and right now he's got some knee issues, including during the course of the game last night, he was limping a little bit. And yet, he's headed to the All-Star game, and now he's in the three-point competition? Should he be? We get to that coming up next right here on OMF at 617-779-7937.
Lou is on Twitter at Lou Merlone.
I have so many gifts, personally, that in order to come in and do radio with you two, I have to dumb it down.
Back to OMF on WEEI.
Jaylen, one, how are you feeling? I know, one, you missed the last game with the knee soreness. How's the knee? And secondly, were you offered to do the dunk contest?
I'm all right. I don't want to think about my knee or anything. It feels a lot better after a win, of course. Dunk contest would have been great if I could have done it. I don't think my body is agreeing with me right now in terms of that, but that's something that I was looking to do, but no, I don't think it's going to work out that way.
Do you have to be careful during the All-Star game and during your time there not to overpush yourself?
Absolutely. My most important focus is, you know, making the push, making the run, and playing in the playoffs and deep into the playoffs. That's what my focus has been. To add to winning, you got to sometimes make sacrifices. So my eyes is, you know, down the stretch and getting 100% healthy, which I haven't been for a while. When it comes time for my team to need me, I'm there and I'm 100%.
Jaylen Brown, I said this yesterday. I had no problem with him going to the All-Star game. It's his first time in the All-Star team, and it's a big, huge deal, and I get it. I understand it, and it's a privilege, and I've seen NBA players over the years and how much that All-Star game is such a big deal to them. But playing in the three-point contest as well, all I can tell you is there are a lot of players that have been in this thing because you practice for days leading up to it, then you're going and shooting at an exhaustive rate. A lot of these guys get tired to the point where they're slow breaking out of the gate in the second half of the season. Lou, it's almost similar to the Home Run Derby where guys do that and they struggle to hit in the first couple weeks when they get back to playing again. Why does he have to play in the three-point competition?
Listen, I don't know, because he feels like he's honored, right? It's his first All-Star game. He wants to be part of everything. What do you mean, why does he?
Well, go to the All-Star game. I get that. I agree that I think he should go to the All-Star game, and I think he should play limited minutes.
I don't think he should go at all.
Brad should ask for limited minutes. I don't have a problem with that. But adding another event onto this thing as well, and your knee doesn't get any pressure on it.
I'm just saying, the guy's missing time with his knee, okay? And he could have 6 days off, right? Six between games?
Back here working with therapists.
You know, in his sweatsuit, sit in the sidelines. It's not a normal All-Star weekend anyways. Like, you know, someone on the team is not, like, LeBron's not having a cigar party at a local bar, right? You know, stuff like that.
He'll be at all.
It's not happening. Yeah. So go there. You know, be part of it. Watch the three-point shooting contest. Watch the game. Watch the dunk contest. Do that kind of thing. Do not play. There's just no need.
Well, the other thing is that, you know, the dunk contest and the three-point contest, that's all done at halftime.
No, the one's before the game.
Yeah, right? Which one's before the game? The dunk contest.
Slam dunk, I think, is before. No,
slam dunk's at halftime.
Yes, yeah.
Skills at three-point before the game.
Before the game. Okay, so you're going to have – and here's the thing with the dunk contest. So what? Nobody you even know was even in the dunk contest. None of the best dunkers are in it. I would love to see Jaylen Brown in it.
Who's in it? Do you know, Tyler? I don't even know.
No, I have it here. It's no one that I've actually heard of. Slam dunk contest, halftime show. Portland's – Anthony Simmons. Indiana's Cassius Stanley, and New York's Obi Toppin. That's your dunk.
I have no clue.
That's your dunk contest. Now, first of all, the dunk contest has lost so much swag over the years. Like, it really, I prefer the three-point contest.
I'm with you. And, I mean, Steph Curry. You know, yes. And listen, it's good. Steph Curry is in it. You got Brown and Tatum, Devin Booker, Zach LaVine. Donovan Mitchell. So the three-point contest is good. Yeah. But here's Jaylen Brown, though. I want to play sound of him talking about how he's got to be careful this weekend. And you tell me if this is a guy that, I don't know, should be playing.
My most important focus is, you know, making the push, making the run, and playing in the playoffs and deep into the playoffs. That's what my focus has been. I like to win. I like to be on winning teams. So to add to winning, you got to sometimes make sacrifices. So for me, I think, being in a dunk contest wasn't the best decision for me and my body at the time. Right now, it's an All-Star game is in my hometown and it's in Atlanta. As much as I would have liked to participate, you know, it just didn't work out this time. So my eyes is, you know, down the stretch and getting 100% healthy, which I haven't been for a while, trying to continue to get better. So when it comes time for my team to need me, I'm there and I'm 100%.
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. He's giving a reason why he shouldn't be in the slam dunk contest, but why is he in the three-point contest?
So you're talking about how he's got to make sacrifices and his goal is to be 100%, which he hasn't been in a while. So why are you jumping into a three-point contest? Why are you even playing? Why are you bringing sneakers? Just go in plain clothes. I mean, this guy's admitting that all that matters is winning and being 100% healthy, which he hasn't been for a while. He even admits it. So it sounds like a guy that's taken himself out of the entire All-Star weekend, but it's just a guy that's taken himself out of the slam dunk contest.
I think that means nothing. I mean, I think you put as much pressure on that knee in that three-point shootout where you're going around the arc.
Really?
Shooting three.
No, he's grabbing a ball off the rack. Come on. This is the most ridiculous thing you've ever said on this station.
No, you're not.
I totally agree with you.
A dunk contest? It's
like a dunk contest, yes, I would say stay at the three-point. They're set shots.
No, he shouldn't be doing anything. As a matter of fact, maybe if he wants to just do the three-point shooting contest, I'd say okay. I just don't want him running. Like, he's got a knee issue. Before the All-Star game, you say it's just a glorified workout. Do you think he's going to get treatment? You think he's got to get there early? Sit down with a trainer, take care of his knee so he can go and run around in this, you know, so-called just a play, whatever game, like a pickup game? Of course he does.
I would guess that they're probably doing that. He's in his hometown, so he probably knows people there, and he's going to be able to deal with it. I think since it's his first All-Star game, I can understand he wants to have that opportunity. I think he could have done three-point competition next year, the year after, and the year after that. I don't think that's an issue. It's Doc Rivers that's the coach of the East. Is that correct, Tyler? I think it's Doc Rivers. So Brad can't go to Doc Rivers and say, hey, do me a favor here. Give my guy, you know, 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
See, and so here's what I don't understand about the NBA. If I was a coach, if I was an owner, I would say, you're not playing. You're actively getting treatment. Like, why would you allow, Like, if the NFL Pro Bowl was at the midway point of the season, and you had guys that were missing games because of, like, knee tendonitis or sprained ankle.
Questionable every Sunday.
Would any single coach allow their player to go play in this glorified scrimmage?
I will answer it with your answer that you always give. And that is, how is it that NBA players can control the NBA? So Luka Doncic has a lower back problem right now. He's had spasms. He will not be playing in tonight's game against Oklahoma City, but he's going to be there on Sunday.
Is he going to be ready to play in the All-Star game? That's not a good business decision. Like, I get, like, because giving them what they
these
want.
These guys want to play in the game. It is a huge thing for them, Chris.
I get it. But honestly, like, All-Star weekends, like, the game is kind of like the afterthought. It's more about just kind of hanging around with all these guys, right?
Oh, going, I think the game
being part of it.
I disagree. I think
okay, but this is a guy that should he play in the NBA game, NBA All-Star game? Should he be in a 3-point contest, or should he be taking 6 days off because he's dealing with knee tendonitis?
I would rather him take 6 days off.
Who
but
wouldn't?
I also, but you understand that this is what the players want, and the teams have no control over it. You don't think the Celtics, you don't think Danny Ainge is probably saying the same thing we're saying right now?
See, it's like,
but the players control it, and it's his first All-Star game.
It's like just part of their DNA.
It is.
And I would say that if you say, Jalen, dude, what are you doing? He's like, Kyrie did it.
Yep.
I'm just doing it because, you know, all the older guys do it. The older guys are telling us this is what we do. Right. Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense.
But this is a guy.
Hold on. I just gave a long speech about the future and being ready for the push and making sacrifices. Where do I get my shoes?
Yeah, and I'm not 100%. I haven't been for a while. Gary Washburn asked him about the dunk contest. He got more into it.
They asked me to participate, and I said, why not? Dunk contest would have been great if I could have done it. I don't think my body is agreeing with me right now in terms of that, but that's something that I was looking to do. But, you know, I don't think it's going to work out that way. But they asked me to participate in the 3-point contest, and I said, yeah, why the hell not? You should have asked me a long time ago.
Okay, well, a couple things. Number one, like, this guy, on a couple different occasions now, has admitted that his body's not agreeing with him. He hasn't been 100% healthy in a while. And yet he's going to participate in the weekend. Just go for the weekend. Go for the weekend. And he's upset they haven't asked him before for the 3-point contest. Did I miss something? Or has he always been like one of the better 3-point shooters in the game?
Jalen didn't think he got enough credit coming out of school.
He's great in that left corner. That left corner, he is unbelievable.
I'm going to say no.
Up top a little bit different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. Never shot 40% in a season. So no.
Right. And he's upset they haven't asked him in the past. No. Sit home. Stay home. Take your 6 days. You're admitting you're not 100%. You're admitting that it's all about wins after the All-Star game. You're admitting that you haven't been healthy in a while. You're admitting your body's not agreeing with you. You're admitting that you can't go and do the dunk contest because of your knee and your body. Just don't play. It's ridiculous. Just go. It's your hometown. I get it. Be an All-Star, but don't play.
I'm telling you right now, if he goes in a couple rounds of the 3-point contest, he will exert that knee more than he would in an All-Star game. Well, because in these All-Star games, it's an exhibition game. They don't do anything.
But Glenn, you're missing a point. Like, to get an exhibition, he still has to go get treatment, correct?
Yes, I would believe so.
He's still got to go get heat, stim, whatever you want, whatever he's getting done. Ice, stim, all that stuff. There's no reason to crank it up for an exhibition game.
No, but to Glenn's point, when they ask you, who taught you how to do this? I learned it from watching you. Like, that's the only answer I can give you. Like, they're a bunch of hypocrites when it comes to this stupid, really meaningless, overhyped, glorified walkthrough where everyone's just playing horse. You make a shot, I'm going to make a shot. They say, hey, do it from half court this time. Like, the score will be a 170-169.
Yeah. There's nothing in the game. They don't.
I mean,
and
then
no
whoever,
defense,
and then
you know,
who gets the MVP trophy? Like, whoever scores the most points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And you find out usually in the first quarter who's trying to win it.
Yeah, so I would say this. I would say this about Jaylen Brown. He has arrived. He is now a veteran.
He's in the club.
He is now in the club. And I think that's it, Glenn.
That's it.
I think, listen, hey, you're part of an exclusive club where we say one thing, but we do another.
It's his hometown, too. It's his hometown, so he gets to go back home. But he's looking at it, and he's saying, I'm in the club. I'm going to be out there with the best players on the planet. And I don't think you can stop him from doing it. And the players have total control. I guarantee you, the Celtics are sitting there going, oh,
you know, you're talking about
take time off. There's about, nothing they can do. They have no control.
Talking to Doc Rivers and say, hey, take it easy on my guy.
Remember,
Kemba last year? Remember the whole discussion after the All-Star break? What happened to the minutes restrictions? Remember he played more? He missed the first five games after the All-Star break last year.
Only played in the final 10 of the 18-team games in that season.
He missed five coming out.
Yeah.
Because the minute restrictions, that's a big controversy. Well, did anybody talk? It was miscommunication. No, he ended up playing more minutes than he should have because of his knee, and he missed the first five coming out.
Yeah,
do they really care about winning? Do they really care about getting their body healthy?
No, maybe part of the problem is that every coach is calling up the All-Star coach and saying, hey, can you keep my guy out of it? And then, you know, they got to play somebody. But I think they could do that and limit the minutes, but I'm not sure that's going to happen.
This is what Kemba said after last year's game. I wasn't expecting it at all in terms of the amount of minutes he played was 29. I was actually supposed to be on a minutes restriction, but the game got too close.
Yeah,
I wanted to be out there. I wanted to compete. I knew down the stretch that it would get serious like that. You guys remember it got real serious. They actually played at the end of the game. And I wanted to be a part of it.
Sure. Good.
That's what Kemba said. So congratulations. You enjoyed the All-Star game. You missed eight of the team's final 18 games last season, and now you're never going to be the same player
again. And if it wasn't for COVID, you would have been done for the year.
Yeah.
Done for the year.
No, you
weren't even ready for the COVID, for the bubble when it started.
The extended season, right?
You missed the entire playoffs.
So, and this is where, like, you just, what do you do as a coach? Hey, make good choices? What do you say? Like, your kids leave for the night. Hey, be home by midnight. Hey, make good choices. Don't do anything stupid. Like, so Brad Stevens says to Jalen and Tatum, hey, listen, I know you're going off of this big whole thing. Listen, don't do anything stupid, please. Like, we just started kind of figuring this thing out. Like, don't do anything stupid. Don't try to be a hero. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So to wrap up the whole idea of should we be ready to jump on the bandwagon and should we apologize for everything we said last week, to me, I've got to see a bigger sample of this. So if you take the last 10 games.
Well, you have to make a decision now, though.
No, I'm not ready.
This is the Wednesday discussion.
So you're
staying with what you were last week, which is fine.
I want to see a large sample. For an example, they're 5-5 in the last 10 games. The Nets are 9-1. Washington is 7-3. I'm looking at all these other teams that have been much better. The Knicks are 7-3 in the last 10 games. So if they go 8-2 over the next 10 games, during a stretch of 10 games, then I'll feel a little bit better. 9-1, I'll feel a little bit better. Then I can start including them with some of these other teams, including the New York Knicks.
Well, see, I would never include them with the top three in this division, even if they were to win 8-10.
I said the Knicks.
Well, the Knicks. Yeah, whatever. But you know, what do they need to do? It's not about what they need to do. It's what Danny needs to do. Like, if Danny does nothing at the deadline, then they are what they are. It's just a matter of time. Like, there's whatever. Everybody can elevate their game, and it still won't be good enough. They won't. Because I don't think they have it in them. They don't. So it's more about, you know, to get back on this bandwagon, I want to see them winning because it's about Danny Ainge right now. That's the key. You add somebody, you actually fill that void that you lost when Gordon Hayward left. If you can actually fill that void,
you're not filling that void.
Then you might get back to your cute little team and let's see what happens.
You are not filling that void.
Well, you should.
You are not. You are going to fill maybe one of the smaller trade exceptions they have. And get a shooter coming off the bench. You might get one of those players. I don't believe you're going to use the major trade exception that they have.
Hold on. Real quickly. Tyler, Ryan, yes. Say that again.
So much like last year's All-Star game, this year's All-Star game, the fourth quarter has no time limit. There's a target score that they have to reach.
So that's right.
This is actually from the NBA. Fourth quarter will be untimed, and the teams will play to a final target score, meaning that the game will end with a made basket or a made free throw instead of time with the clock running out. That's exactly what happened last year.
Didn't you have to win by three or something?
They were doing a number to honor Kobe, but the point is you're going into a game that has no time limit, and you got guys who clearly need minutes restrictions.
Listen, this is the NBA. This is it. This is just why they're just kooky. They're just they're the biggest hypocrites with everything. So I'm saying one thing. I'm telling you, I got to be careful and I got to be patient. And my body ain't acting right. But I gotta, what do you want me to do? Say no? I got to fight through it, right? Good luck. Somebody out of that All-Star game is going to ruin the rest of their season. You just hope it's not a Celtic.
Well, it was last year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you, as an NFL player, wouldn't you have loved to have the control that the NBA players have over their game? I mean, it's unbelievable. They can do whatever they want. This hour of OMF been brought to you, that's what I wanted to say, by East Coast Metal Roofing.
OMF ups.
You'll hear it on Friday. Well, it's interesting. We'll take some phone calls at 617-779-7937, but Lou really wants the Patriots to move up and draft one of those guys early. Tommy Curran tells us that the Patriots face a dicey proposition if they try to do that. What? What's that about? We'll get to it. And some Patriots talk coming up next right here on OMF.